Tech from Ljubljana, Slovenia, doing Our Burial Ground from the album The Catalyst, released June 2017. Welcome to the dark, everyone. It is Wednesday, February 21st. I am your host, Michael J. Catasquillo, and this is Industrial Island. Thanks for returning. It is nice to see you again. Tonight, we have a fantastic show. Three times fantastic. The reason why I say three times fantastic is because we have new Junk Sista, we have new Amelia Arsenic, we have new The Rain Within, we have new Chris Connolly, and it just keeps going. We have a great show coming up for you, so make sure you stay tuned all the way through to the end of the show. When the show is over, you can listen to us on Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/industrialisland, and eventually you'll be able to download the episodes as a podcast on industrialisland.nyc. We're powered by my own home studio here in Staten Island. Go ahead and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/industrialisland, and the same on Instagram. Share your comments and requests on Twitter at industrialisl, and I'll try to fit it in. We kicked off the show with Neurotech's Our Burial Ground, which was on the Catalyst album, released June 23rd, 2017, after what looked like a 10-year run. And it says on his bio, "The Catalyst marks the final step of Neurotech's evolution, and I consider it to be the best parting gift to the project I devoted the last 10 years of my life to." That was Wolf, the one-man show that is Neurotech from Ljubljana, Slovenia. We're going to head over to southern Germany, where Boog and Diana, also known as Junk Sista, have released their album Promiscuous Tendencies on Alpha Matrix. Came out February 9th, 2018, and it already charted to number 2 on darkmusicworld.de's charts. So congratulations to them. You should check out their Facebook Live video where they talked about how they made the record and everything. They're just hanging out by themselves in their living room. It's hysterical. This is Burn Your Fucking House Down here on Industrial Island.
You made me, so how did we end up like this? Won't let go without a fight. I demand one more kiss. You want me so badly. At least that's what you said. Won't let go so easily. No, not like that. You walked away, didn't turn around. My love is like a candle. You fucked over a good girl, so now you gotta deal with the bitch.
WT2 Records artist Bloom doing Blackening. That is the Stars Crusaders remix of that single. The other two tracks on there are the original version and the remix version by NTTX. Bloom have been around since 2008. They got signed to a label here in the United States called A Different Drum. They released Rise from Gray in January 2010, and then they got signed to WT2 Records, which they released a single, Western Rust, and let's see, they had a second studio album called Autumn Rusts, and I think that was released in September, and they've been doing quite well for themselves. They've been playing with Covenant, VNV Nation, Apoptogema, Berserk, and they've just been kicking it out there, so good for them. And I just wanted to show some support to my fellow fellow Wax Trax alumni, Bart, over there at WT2. And before that, we played The Phoenix from the band Defeat off of their album Rise, which came out in April 14th. This is the second album from the UK electro-industrial EBM duo, so make sure you pick up that record. It is actually a really good one as well. We started the set with Junk Sista. We did Burn Your Fucking House Down, and the rest of that album is really amazing as well, so make sure you pick their record up as well on Alpha Matrix. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the name Paul Barker, and if you're not, I don't know what rock you lived under, but basically, if you don't know Paul Barker was in Ministry, Revolting Cox, 1,000 Homo DJs, Pink Anvil, Pussifer. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And he has a project called Lead Into Gold, which released a single called A Savage Gift. It was released on February 14th, 2018, and it's a great single. It was on vinyl, and you can see on his Facebook page, he just keeps shipping out vinyls to everyone who keeps buying it. So thanks for supporting it. It's a great single, and he is already at work on the full length. And this is Inside a Golden Sun from A Savage Gift by Paul Barker's Lead Into Gold here on Industrial Island.
Inside was death defying, and in a mess.
Beautiful Death by Era Nocturna from the album Lackluster here on Industrial Island. They're working on a new album called Void, which they hope to have released in 2018. So make sure you guys check out that. Before that, we did Panic Lift. We did the track called From Blue to Black. It is the Noir remix from the remix EP From Blue to Black. That is remix versions of songs off of their Skeleton Key album that came out in 2016. They're going to be here in New York City at Stimulate in March the 31st. So make sure you look into that. That is, I think, stimulate.me, if I'm not mistaken. Someone, I'm sure, will correct me on that one. I'm positive, and I know exactly what his name is, who will do that as soon as he listens to this. We started the set with Paul Barker's Lead into Gold. It is the Savage Gift single, and you can pick the digital version of that up at Bandcamp. That is, I think, $2, so go ahead and support it. You can get the vinyl version of that, a Savage Gift, and Inside a Golden Sun. It is a 12-inch single. It is 140 grams. You can pick that up on vinyl, only on Paul Barker's website, so make sure you search for that. And even though I played Amelia Arsenic on the last episode of Industrial Island, she dropped a new EP called Queen of Risk on Glitch Mode Recordings, and it is five songs of pure awesomeness. This is the title track, Queen of Risk, here on Industrial Island.
Crown me with your barbed wire halo, the best and worst for me. You'll never let me go. Stop me from relaxing into myself. You make me do all the things I never should do. I never should do.
Don't forget, it's to forget all the sins you have committed. Cause you know what's good.
It's all I'm craving now. Keep this queen. myself. And we're just having fun. We're not addicted. And it's just funny. But no one could kill themselves on that. Cut it in half and let's save the rest. Cut it again and let's go to bed. Finish it off and then we can go in on another. You are the one. Who built this hell?
California's own Fearing doing Black Sand from their four-song EP, also by the same name, Black Sand. You can pick up their latest release, A Life of None, which came out in May 2017 on funeralparty.com, or you can go to their Bandcamp page, which is fearing.bandcamp.com. And before that, we did Things Will Be Better in Hell by Street Sex, which is a 7-inch, 7-inch single, by the way. It is about love and relationships. Side A is about a view from relationships from within the confines of a codependent relationship, one where addiction and love have become inseparable, where getting clean means getting out, and therefore unthinkable. And also, Street Sex have announced that they are supporting Three Teeth and Horror on their Lights Out America tour, which starts off March 29th in San Diego and goes all the way until April 27th in Los Angeles, California. So make sure you guys catch that tour. That's going to be a really hell of a tour. I got to say, Three Teeth and Horror and Street Sex, that's going to be an intense night. So make sure you get tickets for that. You can find out the details for that tour. Search for Street Sex on Facebook. There's a post there. I'm sure eventually there will be a link to get the tickets for that. And we started off the set with Amelia Arsenic from her long-anticipated sophomore effort on Glitch Mode's recordings. It is called Queen of Risk. We played the title track on that. I know I played Amelia Arsenic last week, but I definitely had to play it again this week because it's actually new stuff. So yet again, she hits the playlist and knocks it out of the park. So that's great stuff. Make sure you follow her and pick up the track on Glitch Mode's recordings. You can go to Amelia Arsenic's website. I think it is. I think I said it last week. AmeliaArsenic.com. And DestroyAllMelody.com is where you can find her music. Next up, we have The Rain Within, which their bio says, Andy Dean grew up loving horror movies and romantic comedies in the 80s. He could watch Mike Myers taking out promiscuous teens for 90 minutes and then shift gears to find out who Molly Ringwald was going to choose to be at the school dance. This is synth pop from Charlottesville, Virginia on the Negative Gain record label. This is called Rain from The Rain Within here on Industrial Island. I get lost in me. This sea of self where prying eyes can't see. A solitary heart beats against this loss. Electric veins. Bring on the rain. Sudden Access Disorder, also known as SAD, doing their song Wasser. It is the last song on a 12-inch, what looks like 12-inch maxi single called She's Gone, and it's limited edition on Oraculo Records. You can pick that up at Bandcamp.com, which is oraculorecords.bandcamp.com. You could also search for SAD on Facebook, and you can pretty much find them straight away. And before that, we did the Freak Angel remix of Transcendence from the band Silva 6, which is off of their remix album Nyx, which you can pick up on Alpha Matrix. Make sure you go to alphamatrix.bandcamp.com. You can pick that up, and you can also pick up the Junk Sista album that we also played earlier. A lot of great stuff coming out on Alpha Matrix, so thanks guys for sending that stuff over. And we started the set with The Rain Within doing the song Rain from their Atomic Eyes album, which you can actually go to the CD release party in Chicago. As of this recording, they posted a CD release party that's happening over there. You can go to The Rain Within on Facebook, and you can find the details on that. It's, I think, at Underground Lounge in Chicago. So it's on the 23rd. This May, if this is after the 23rd, make sure you still hit the website and pick up that record. It's really awesome. I cannot tell you how excited I am to play this. This is new Chris Connolly from the album The Tide Strip Bare, which comes out February 23rd on Armalite Industries. There was a pre-sale, the deluxe signed Polaroid edition of the CD. It is now sold out. You can only buy the digital version. It's 10 songs, really great stuff. If you don't know Chris Connolly and don't know any of his solo stuff, you're missing out. Make sure you check it out on armalite.bandcamp.com. This is another song about painting by Chris Connolly here on Industrial Island.
There's a song about a penny. I wish I could have seen the first door. The photo for a sword and the chalices and glasses and gold came alive in a smoke. Paddled through the pictures of whisper. I saw that as the river is wide. Went to the bed and tried to lay a kiss her then. Throw your brushes into the tide. I'm a
from that levitate, from that.
So awesome. That was Chris Connolly doing another song about painting here on Industrial Island. That is off of the new album, which releases February 23rd, A Tide Stripped Bare. And you can pick that up on Armalite Industries, which is armalite.com, which will forward you to the Bandcamp page where you can get that. We're going to wrap up the show tonight. Ed Ka, a listener to the show, says, I don't play enough Russian artists. So what I decided to do is go ahead and look for a Russian artist for him, just so I can say, here you go. This is Jana Komaritsa, also known as Dark Red, from her album Heart Murmur. I'm doing Kravomet, which is the Mordaja remix of the track. Jana is a multidisciplinary experimental artist, and her bio says she realizes her deepest feelings, emotions, and inner thoughts in various forms of art, creating gloomy, surreal worlds with music, video, performance, and visuals. And if you listen to this entire album, it is definitely gloomy and very surreal. I saw on her Facebook profile when I was adding this to the playlist that she happened to be in New York, and I told her, hey, welcome to New York, and just so you know, I'm playing your track on the next episode of Industrial Island, and she was very nice and said thank you. So I wanted to say that to Ed Ka. There's your Russian artist, and I'm sure I'll be playing some more, so if you come across a few, send me some, and I will check it out. Thank you again for listening to the episode this week of Industrial Island. I really appreciate it. If you want to make any comments or suggestions or just share the episodes, you can go to mixcloud.com/Industrial Island to get the episodes. Eventually, there'll be a podcast where you can download it at industrialisland.nyc, and it'll forward to the iTunes page where you can get that file for your mobile device and listen to it offline while you do dishes, work out, or whatever you're going to do, or put your goth makeup on, whatever you want to do. It'll be available for you offline. Also, if you want to share the show on social media, you can do that at facebook.com/industrialisland, and as well as Instagram, where I share a lot of behind the scenes footage of how I create this show on Instagram. Send your requests and comments also on Twitter, twitter.com/industrialisl. Again, if you like the show, let me know what you thought. Until then, I will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Take care.